For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. 52 minutes of fun begins right now. Hey guys, it's Mark Arum and the Bananas with you till 7 p.m. And then Longoria, we turn it over to Coach Kirby Smart and Bulldogs Live. So only 52 minutes to keep you informed and entertained and hopefully cooled off a little bit. It is officially a 10 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. Record-breaking heat today. Joining us live in studio, ironically, he's been filling in for Kirk Mellish this week. Just got done doing Channel 2 Action News at 5. Channel 2 meteorologist Brad Nitz on the Mark Arum Show. Brad, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great. Just at 5, I was showing how the air is so dry that the heat index is actually below the actual air temperature.
What? I've never heard of
right,
that before.
So it's rare here. It's a kind of a desert southwest thing, yeah. Right? So in Phoenix, they get it, you know, kind of regularly. But because the air is dry, you perspire and evaporate so efficiently that it cools you off. So yeah, 97 felt like 96.
because I did, when I walked Bosco this afternoon before I came in, it was hot, but you're right, I didn't sweat as much. But when I got in the car, my back just started pouring down.
So that's why it was a 10.
Exactly. Right. So this was, explain to me the record. So the most days over 90 in a year, is that the record we broke?
So no, that record, it was in 2011. We hit 90 degrees or hotter 90 times,
wow.
90 days that year.
Okay.
The average year, we would do it 37 times.
Unbelievable.
This year, through today, we've done it 75 times.
Okay.
So we're not towards that. We're 15 shy of that record. It's questionable whether we get there. Probably not.
I hope not.
Me too. So here's the records we broke. Today, we hit 99 degrees.
Unbelievable.
And crushed the record of 94, set back 119 years ago.
Oh, wow.
1900. So
this is the hottest September 12th in 119 years.
Ever.
Wow. Oh, ever, yeah.
Well, on record. You know, going back to mid-1800s,
sure, here, sure.
Records are kept. So, we break records every now and then by a degree or two, but to break one by 5 degrees is extraordinary. Yesterday, we tied the record of 96. The day before, we set a record. Interestingly, Monday, we were 99, but the record was 100 that day, so we didn't break it that day.
So, we're talking to Brad Nitz from Channel 2 on the Mark Arum Show. The question, I guess, everyone's mind is they're sweating and stuck in traffic right now is, when's it stopping?
So we'll be up record highs again tomorrow in the mid-90s. But I expect this weekend it's going to be hot, but not this hot, not record heat. So we're talking upper 80s to low 90s Saturday and Sunday. Still above average. Average high this weekend will be 83. Mm-hmm. So we'll be above that, but we won't be record territory. And then early next week, we've got really two scenarios that could play out, and it won't be somewhere in between. In one scenario is it's really hot and dry again. The other is we're going to have a lot of clouds, it's going to be rain, and that's going to knock the temperatures way down. And the scenarios are based on that system in the Bahamas that's
sure.
developing. So I just showed on Channel 2 Action News at 5, Hurricane Center released a track. It's not a depression yet, but expected to become Tropical Storm Umberto over the next couple of days near the Florida Peninsula.
Umberto with a U or an H?
With a A silent H.
Okay.
That was my Spanish.
Umberto.
Yes.
Was that good, Deb Green?
Right.
Did you do a good job?
Umberto. Very good job. Yes.
Yes, thank you. So bottom line is, if that stays east of Florida and off the Georgia coast, which is a possible scenario, we're going to be hot and dry. But if it gets inland a bit, then we're going to have clouds and rain, and we're just going to have to see how that plays out. We'll have a much better idea about next week by, Saturday. I mean, we'll have a better idea tomorrow, but by this weekend, a real good idea.
Excellent. Brad Nitz joining us on the Mark Arum Show. So I sleep during most of the day when we hit the high temperatures, but I bookend the day. So I'm up at 3 in the morning and I'm, you know, come to work here at night. And I noticed, you know, when I went to work this morning, I opened the door and it's a hit with a heat bomb. It was like 77 degrees at 4 in the morning this morning, which is normally not the case. What should the temperatures be right now?
So it should be in the mid-60s for lows. So a couple of things going on. We're obviously warm, but in the city, inside the perimeter, you got what's called urban heat island. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much asphalt and concrete and buildings and steel and all that stuff just absorbs the heat on these real hot days, and then overnight that heat radiates back out. And so it was mid-70s in the city, but in the suburbs we were mid to upper 60s. So you've got a big range of temperatures because of
that. So I need to move to ball ground is what you're saying.
You move to ball ground. It's a little more comfortable in the morning.
Yes.
Your commute's a little
a little bit. From 7 minutes to an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Brad Nitz joining us. Brad, I don't want to put you in the middle of a climate change debate, but is this the new normal? Should we expect this?
No, this is unusually hot no matter what. I mean, this is weather that we're dealing
sure.
with now. Not climate.
Not climate, gotcha.
And, you know, there is, you know, no reason to think that we would have mid to upper 90s in September as the new norm. Even with some, if there's some climate warming, it's not, this is not it.
Gotcha.
Right?
All right. Brad, get some rest. We're going to hear you tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade starting at 4:30 a.m. He's double. You're doing my shift this week.
Yeah,
isn't it? It's awesome.
Yeah. Kirk's on the beach somewhere, kicking back.
Exactly. He's at a beach where it's less than 99 degrees for a high. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, buddy. Not only is this heat annoying, does it annoy you as much as you're wearing a sweatshirt right now, Dead
it's
Green? So
it's not 90 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, exactly right. Thankfully, Erickson, who's doing his bourbons and butts thing right now for the carathon, he keeps the studio rather cool. There are other hosts in here that have it like at 80, and I come in here and I'm sweating.
It does need to be a little chilly in the studio with all the equipment.
Well, you're from Texas, and Longoria, you're from Texas.
No, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right. You're from Wisconsin, so the heat bothers you, I would imagine.
I actually like it kind of warm, but this is annoying.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
At this point, you know what? If it's 99 in the middle of July, I'm okay with it. 99 in the middle of September is no good. You are from quote, Texas, Longoria.
Yes.
Are you done with the heat?
I'm done with it, yeah. I hate it. That's why I moved over here for somewhat cooler weather.
You know?
I mean, it's not as hot here as it is in Texas.
Sure.
It's been hotter there for longer months, but still, when it does get hot here, I'm like,
this is actually, because of this record rate, 75 days so far in 2019, over 90 degrees, and we smashed the high temperature record by 5 degrees today. This is hurting my wallet. Like, my AC bill is quadrupled from what it was a year ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, in the winter, I don't know how you guys pay, how you heat your homes, but, like, there's, like, a fixed rate. Like, you can get this fixed rate on this thing.
Lock it in.
And they say, and it makes you so, you know, when you crank up the heat in the winter, you don't get whacked with a $200 bill. They space it out like $75 a month, so you don't get this huge. They're going to have to start doing that. Georgia Power's going to have to start doing that with the AC bill. Because it's like $250.
I know.
I talked to someone at the station. I'm not going to name their names. Their power bill for the month of August, that comes before September.
Yeah. Yes.
Fact check, quick.
Yeah.
Was over $500.
Ooh, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
And not only that, so not only am I paying this absorbent, what a great word, absorbent electric bill, but thank God I can, I'm able to pay for that. But my gas, so normally I live 7 minutes from the station. You know, if there's no traffic lights, like in the morning, I'm here 7 minutes door to door. I have to refill my tank once every 2 weeks, right? Like, gas is not an issue. But because I've got to crank my AC so much now, in the mornings, usually I don't have to crank it.
Right.
But it's like this morning, I had it as the lowest setting it could go so I don't look sweaty on TV. And then, of course, coming in the afternoons, I've got it cranked again. I filled up on Sunday, and today is Thursday. Again, fact check me, Deb. Today is Thursday.
That's right.
And I've used half a tank already. Like, I've used a week and a half's worth of gas in like 4 days. This is whacking me in the pocketbook. I know you don't pay the bills of your house, Longoria.
No, I don't.
Ours
is definitely high. And the minute my husband leaves, I'll adjust the temperature because he likes it colder than I do. So I'll even adjust it, and it doesn't come on as much when I'm there or until I leave. And it's still a lot higher than it normally is.
I don't do the adjustment when I come to work because of the dogs.
Sure.
Because the dogs are panting. Like, they're feeling the heat, too. So I keep it at 70 degrees in my house, which is, I've in the past, I've gone as low as 68, but I can't afford it anymore.
No.
So, like, 70 is, like, I can survive that. And normally, if I didn't have dogs, I'd let go up to 75 when I'm at work. But I don't want them to be suffering.
Yeah,
and
our dog's fine.
It's just,
I don't think they're going to suffer in 75.
They're like panting in 70.
It just depends on how your house is laid out and where they lay, too.
Upstairs is hotter than downstairs, which is a sad thing. I hate to harp on this, but it's still 95 degrees on Peachtree Street.
I'm ready for it to be just a little cooler.
Yeah.
Just like high of 80.
I'm not going to bitch this winter when it's freezing. I'm not. No. Hold me to that.
Snowstorm? Okay. What if we get a snowstorm?
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, bring on the snow.
Mark's in Marietta. Mark, you got a comment on the heat, buddy?
Yeah, you were talking about Georgia Power needs to do a budget billing. They actually do.
Really?
Yeah, they do budget billing. And also, if you've got a programmable thermostat, or if you don't have a programmable thermostat, that helps out too.
I don't know if mine is programmable or not. Like, I can walk over it and turn it down. Is that programmable?
The smart kind, right?
No, the programmable is like you could set a time for it to go off. And
I think I have that.
Right. Yeah. You think when you want it to be a certain temperature, and then when you're at home, you can have it.
Correct. I have that thermostat. I am just not smart enough to figure out how to use it. Like, I can set it for sleep.
Get on the budget billing, though.
That's good to know.
Power bill has been $130. Well, I mean, it's been about $130 consistently.
Yeah, I need that. I didn't know that was the option. Thank you, Mark. Mark's in early running for star of the show. It kind of balances out. So, like, my Gas South or whoever my gas provider is.
Yeah, sounds right.
It's right, like, now it's like $30 a month, but then it'll spike up to $200 in the winter. So, I mean, it balances out. But, yeah, I'll get on that Georgia Power billing. I want to know the highest electric bill anyone's got so far this summer. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. I might have a prize pack to give to the highest bill. Try to ease your burden. 404-872-0750. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. 95 degrees on Peachtree and a 10 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. How high has your power bill climbed? Ben's in Decatur, where it's greater. Ben, what are you paying a month in power bills now?
Last month, $5.95.
Oh, my goodness. You live in a mansion?
That's the biggest we've ever had.
Do you live in a mansion?
It's a 3,200 square feet on an unfinished basement.
That's a nice domicile.
It's not huge.
What do you keep?
We keep upstairs at 67.
Oh, wow. All right. I like that. I might move in with you. Ed's in Gainesville. Edward, what's your power bill this month?
Here, my power bill is only $350. What I was going to tell you, I lived in Arizona several years ago.
Yeah.
And from June through September, it was $900 to $1,200 a month.
As much as your mortgage. Holy smokes.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Get in the car. I've been working today in Highlands, North Carolina.
Yeah.
It was 73 degrees.
Oh, that's fantastic. I will never, mark this down, Longoria. I will never, ever, ever live in freaking Arizona. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. They could offer me the quarterbacking job for the Arizona Cardinals. Bump Kyler Murray. No, I'm not moving to Arizona ever. Can't stand the heat. My people wandered the desert for 40 years. That's enough. News, weather, traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
This is Arthur Blank, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
We are only with you till 7 tonight, and no Chuck. He's drinking bourbon and eating butts with Eric Erickson. Before we get to Little Sanjay, I want to get a couple of quick calls on what is your power bill because of this heat. Sherry and Marietta, what are you paying for power now? What's your monthly bill?
Mine.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Larry's in Marietta. Larry, what's your power bill, buddy?
Over 600.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been in Atlanta since the 70s, and this is the highest ever.
600 a month. That is, you can get two cars. You can get two nice cars a month for that kind of money. Susan's in Canton. Susan, what's your power bill?
Hey, in June, ours was $796.
Oh, my. What do you have, a 19-room farmhouse?
No. The two boys had come home from college and were living in the basement for the summer and had cranked it down to, like, 50-something.
Oh, my goodness. I asked Jennifer Griffies if she had air conditioning because she lives in a farmhouse, and she got very offended.
Idaho.
Yeah, exactly right, Jen. Let's do Would You Rather.
It's time. For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He's the guru, the soothsayer, the truthsayer, something like that. He asks us questions every Tuesday and Thursday. He is Big Sanjay, a.k.a. Big Sanjay. We don't have much time, Sanjay, because we only got an hour tonight. So fire away. We're going to answer questions in the studio. Please feel free to play along in your car. First question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather discover the cure for cancer, but you won't have any credit or profit from it, mm-hmm. or get 15 milli?
Oh, that's a
right
no-brainer.
Now.
Cure cancer, 100%. No credit, cure cancer. I've lost too many close friends to cancer.
Yeah, the money's enticing, but I've had a couple family members
sure.
gone from that. So, yeah. I mean, if that, and that would help a lot of people. Sure,
absolutely.
I don't need the attention.
Yeah, the 15 million is too small, I think. Randy from the digital desk.
Okay, well, everybody's saying nice things, so I'm just going to jump on that bandwagon. Yes, cure cancer.
Cure cancer. Catfish, you want to play?
Cure cancer.
Cure cancer. Longoria.
Take the 15 mil.
All right.
Thank you. I'll be the
play
bad guy.
The role of Chuck tonight is Longoria. Next question, Sanjay.
Would you rather present a presentation in front of a crowd that you are completely naked at, or present in front of a naked crowd?
Oh, naked crowd. I do not want to be naked in front of people, but I would like to gaze upon a naked audience.
Yeah, my body is not worth ogling, but I'll make fun of other people.
I think listeners might disagree. I think listeners... Randy!
You know, I mean, if you got it, flaunt it, so...
Yeah, you're going to do it naked. I knew that. Catfish, do you want to present to the sales staff naked, or have the sales staff naked as you present to them?
Sales staff naked.
All right. Longoria.
Yeah, sales staff naked.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one wants to see this.
No one wants to see it. I'm either.
Not even my wife.
Yeah. Well, how would you answer that, Sanjay, by the way? You've been working out.
I'm definitely presenting naked.
Yeah, I thought
like
so. I thought
confidence
so.
There.
Things appear bigger in the mirror then or something. next question, Sanjay.
All right. On that same note, would you rather be in a room with everyone you've ever had a crush on?
Oh, my God.
Or everyone who's ever had a crush on you?
I don't think there's a room big enough for the second one. So, no, you know what? I want the second one because I probably don't know 90% of the people that might have had a crush on me.
Do you know that they have a crush on you in the room? Or?
Well, if they're there, they have a crush, right?
Right.
So I would take the knowledge. I know who I've had a crush on. I don't need them all in one room together. A lot of them are friends. That would be awkward. So I want to see who had a crush on me and fill that room.
I crush on rock stars, so it's like going to a concert.
Oh.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, that's like every rock star in the room.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Totally fine.
Randy.
Yeah, the vanity continues. I want to see who's crushing on me.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting.
Yes.
Big Husky.
See if Big Husky. He'd be in the room for sure.
Oh, God.
Catfish, Crystal Wheeler.
People I've had a crush on.
That you've had a crush on. So,
my candy.
Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Teddy, our old buddy Ted. And, all right, we'll leave it there. Longoria.
People that had a crush on me.
Yeah, you want to know.
Yeah.
I want to see who's on it. Yeah. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, this is the next and last question. Would you rather be able to only eat foods that traditionally require utensils, or traditionally eat foods that that require your hands?
So
only eat foods. Sorry, that was the most
I understand. Do it again, real quick. Say it again.
I said, would you rather be able to only eat foods that traditionally require utensils, or only be able to eat foods that traditionally require just your hands?
Chopsticks are utensils, correct? Hashi?
Correct.
That's what they're called in Japanese, by the way, Randy. Hashi. I like pasta too much that I'm going to go with only foods that I can eat with utensils.
I can eat with my hands.
You can't eat ribs, just so you know.
You can eat
understood.
Ribs with utensils?
No, but traditionally you don't. So those would be off.
Who's tradition?
Hamburgers.
like hamburgers, sandwiches.
Depends on, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'll eat with my hands. I have no problem eating with my hands.
No, but you can only eat foods that you eat with your hands. So
she
pasta's off.
Watch me.
Soup's off. You can only eat your carrots. You're good with that.
I can eat my tamales and
No, those are eaten with utensils.
No, you don't. Savage
you
eat some with utensils.
Enchiladas. I'm sorry, not
I
tamales.
I can eat those with my hands.
I know you can, but that's not how this game works. So there's no enchiladas.
You use the utensils for tamales.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean we do.
No enchiladas then.
Still doing hands.
All right, Randy.
I want to use utensils.
Catfish.
Utensils.
Longoria.
Hands.
Really?
Yes.
No enchiladas.
I can eat enchiladas with my hands.
Thank you. Sushi, by the way, I got a text from Maya on the Piccadilly hotline. Uh-huh. Sushi is traditionally eaten with hands.
See?
So I couldn't
eat. You can't eat sushi.
I can't eat sushi. There you go. I'm sticking with the noodles. So we got to get out of here. Sanjay's the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. Find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting. Well done today, my friend. Very impressed.
My man.
All right, we're going to come back. How much you paying for your power bill in this record heat? On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show. 6:53, it is down, Deborah Green, to 93 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum, Deb Green, Longoria, and Catfish Krista Wheeler. So the Erickson bourbon and butts thing's going on upstairs in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Can we crash it and get some bourbon and butts?
Well, I think so.
All right.
I'm down with it.
All right, we're going to do that then. What are you paying in your electric bill? Lisa's in Smyrna. This really hot summer continues. What's your electric bill, my friend?
Well, actually, I've got a tip.
Okay.
To clean all the leaves and the branches out of your air conditioning unit. And what I do is I put a screen wire mesh over the top, and that way it doesn't go in, because that makes your bill higher because your unit has to drive more.
Look at you. You're the Martha Stewart of air conditioning. I love it. And you can put some potpourri on top, Longoria, and make the house smell better when it sucks in the juice. Tori's in Griffin. Tori, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, sir. Just calling to say my bill last month, I actually looked it up, $354.65.
What is it normally?
You know what? It's normally been around $250 a month. It's gone up considerably, and my house is only 1,600 square feet.
Yeah, I've got a small house, too, and my bill used to be, like in the dead of summer, it would be $120. Like, that would be my highest. But now I'm like at $250, $260. I mean, it's crazy. It's almost doubled. Katie's in Marietta. Katie, what's your electric bill, dear?
I hope you're going to help me here, because you can get me out of this hole. It's $839. Oh. I just got it. I heard you talk about this and said, oh, my God, I need this prize pack because it'll help my husband and ease this pain.
Well, I will give you the prize pack. It'll give you a night out. I don't know if I can erase any of the debt that you've incurred.
Oh, my God.
Hang on the line. Catfish Krista Wheeler is going to get some info. What has she won, Deb Green?
Tickets to check out Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, December 8th at Infinite Energy Arena, when the heat will be on and not the AC.
Yes, exactly. So you can cool off by thinking about the winter concert. John's in Morgan County. John, what's your electric bill, buddy?
Right now, I went to the lower end of it. You know, you got a special rate. And I got a 2,480 square foot house, and I'm paying $142 a month.
That seems reasonable considering the size of your home. What is it normally?
I have seen it up to $200.
Oh, all right. Good job then, John. You're faring well. Now, Russ joins us in Gainesville. Russ, I know you're kind of a transient fella.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
But do you have an electric bill? And if so, what's it costing you?
No, it's included.
All right. I thought so.
I keep the air on 60 degrees 24 hours a day.
60? 6-0?
Oh, yeah. I like it cold. You have to wear a blanket in my apartment.
But if it's so cold, it like then your girlfriends will want to bundle up and wear more clothes. I would think that would be...
Well, they share the blanket.
The antithesis of what Russ wants to go on. What do we got here? We got Corrali. We got Pamela. Who's keeping you company?
Yeah, I dumped Pamela. I'm going to keep that shirt that you guys are sending me.
Oh, the sweatshirt. Well, I got to send you a bigger one then, because we sent her a medium.
Yeah, really? Can you send me a bigger one? Because I'm extra large. I don't know if I can fit into
that
one.
Well, you know what? Do we want Russ wearing a Mark Arum Show sweatshirt, Longoria?
I don't know. I mean, he's out and about in front of the pizza places, the dumpsters.
That's true.
Maybe if we add the details, like where to listen to.
All right. I can get you an extra large.
Free publicity.
Russ. You got it. What? Why did you get rid of Pamela? She seemed like a keeper.
She's not. I spend a lot of money on her, and she does nothing for me.
Yeah, and plus you always had a guy around, too. That was that other guy that was always mucking things up.
Yeah, she does have a lot of people always hanging out.
All right. It's going to take a special woman to tie Russ down, and Pamela was not that special woman. Russ, we got to run, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, we got tomorrow, by the way. We've got This or That with Dave Baker. Home Fix It Show's Dave Baker. Let's do Star of the Show, Longoria. Longoria's nodding his head, yes.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I was going to get to Sanjay, But I'm going to give it to Deb and Longoria for literally threatening to stab me after I said you had to eat tamales with a knife and fork. I just Googled
why do we have
like.
To use knives? Why do we have to have stabs?
Do you eat the outside?
The what?
Of the tamale?
The whole point of it being made so it was be mobile and that you could carry it with you.
So, but you don't eat this wrapper thing.
Oh, jeez.
Do you eat the wrapper thing?
I'll bring some more in.
Do you eat the wrapper thing?
No.
All right, Kirby Smart next. Go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.